Harry found the way ahead clear and saw Ron, Ginny and Luna sprint past him, their arms over their heads. Something heavy struck him on the side of the face, but he merely ducked his head and sprinted onward. A hand caught him by the shoulder. He heard Hermione shout, "Stupefy!" and the hand released him at once. They were at the end of row 97. Harry turned right and began to sprint in earnest. He could hear footsteps right behind him and Hermione's voice urging Neville on. The door through which they had come was ajar straight ahead. Harry could see the glittering light of the bell jar. He pelted through it, the prophecy still clutched tight and safe in his hand, waited for the others to hurtle over the threshold before slamming the door behind them. "Colloportus!" gasped Hermione, and the door sealed itself with an odd, squelching noise.
Where are the others?"
gasped Harry. He had thought that Ron, Luna and Ginny had been ahead of them, that they would be waiting in this room, but there was nobody there.
"They must have gone the wrong way,"
whispered Hermione, terror in her face.
"Listen,"
whispered Neville. Footsteps and shouts echoed from behind the door they had just sealed. Harry put his ear close to the door to listen and heard Lucius Malfoy roar,
"Leave not! Leave him, I say! The Dark Lord will not care for Nott's injuries as much as losing that prophecy! Jackson, come back here! We need to organize. We'll split into pairs and search. And don't forget, be gentle with Potter until we've got the prophecy. You can kill the others if necessary. Bellatrix, Rodolphus, you take the left. Crabbe, Rabastan, go right. Jackson, Dolohov, the door straight ahead. McNair and Avery, through here. Rookwood, over there. Malsibber, come with me."
"What do we do?"
Hermione asked Harry, trembling from head to foot.
"Well, we don't stand here waiting for them to find us for a start," said Harry. "Let's get away from this door."
They ran quietly as they could, past the shimmering bell jar, where the tiny egg was hatching and unhatching, toward the exit into the circular hallway at the far end of the room. They were almost there when Harry heard something large and heavy collide with the door Hermione had charmed shut.
"Stand aside,"
said a rough voice.
"Aloha, Mora."
As the door flew open, Harry, Hermione and Neville dived under desks. They could see the bottom of two Death Eaters' robes drawing nearer, their feet moving rapidly.
"They might have run straight through to the hall,"
said the rough voice.
"Check under the desks,"
said another. Harry saw the knees of the Death Eaters bend. Poking his wand out from under the desk, he shouted, "Stupefy!" A jet of red light hit the nearest Death Eater. He fell backward into a grandfather clock and knocked it over. The second Death Eater, however, had leapt aside to avoid Harry's spell and now pointed his own wand at Hermione, who had crawled out from under the desk to get a better aim.
"Avada!"
Harry launched himself across the floor and grabbed the Death Eater around the knees, causing him to topple and his aim to go awry. Neville overturned his desk in his anxiety to help. Pointing his wand wildly at the struggling pair, he cried,
"Expelliarmus!"
Both Harry's and the Death Eater's wands flew out of their hands and soared back toward the entrance to the Hall of Prophecy. Both scrambled to their feet and charged after them, the Death Eater in front and Harry hot on his heels, Neville bringing up the rear, plainly horror-struck at what he had done.
"Get out of the way, Harry!"
yelled Neville, clearly determined to repair the damage. Harry flung himself sideways as Neville took aim again and shouted,
"Stupefy!"
The jet of red light flew right over the Death Eater's shoulder and hit a glass-fronted cabinet on the wall, full of variously shaped hourglasses. The cabinet fell to the floor and burst apart, glass flying everywhere, then sprang back onto the wall, fully mended, then fell down again and shattered.